Greetings, I'm Marguerite Rigoglioso of Seven Sisters Mystery School, and I'm here with my client, Jen, who is receiving with me quite a bit of information that has also come through in another client session this week about the entire so-called health crisis that we're under as actually being an artificial intelligence program that has been set upon humanity. And there is actually no pathogen that is causing this affliction. It is an AI program that gets into the hearts and minds of people through fear, through a fear bomb, and then it starts manifesting as illness. So the way it looks is like when you give a dog a pill that's covered in cheese, you know, or you put it in something that the dog will eat. The AI goes within something that is a sheath of fear. And these are like bullets that have been sent. They're sent largely through the media, which is why people who are adhered to the media are more susceptible to the programming, because it's constant. And some people have gone into the programming five levels deep from what was initially just a sort of an innocent news story, and then you get roped in and they're terrified now, manifesting illness. So the fear bombs are like the bullets. If you saw in The Matrix, that scene where Neo finally comes to realization that he's in an AI simulation, and the bullet coming at him to harm his body is illusory to some degree. He's able then to slow down time and move the bullets away from him, and they don't penetrate. So it's the same mechanism with this AI programming that's being pelted upon humanity with these bullets of fear that contain the AI program that then lodge into your system. And that's what manifests the illness, not a virus. So I've been wondering about this from the very beginning, and this is what I have been receiving lately. So what do? You render it neutral. Now, I've received previously that AI is antimatter. And the way I received this was in a kind of a co-channeling with my friend David Todd, who he's very connected with the Andromedan Federation. And I was told that I was by women in Shasta, and I always sort of held that in abeyance. But something opened me to this with Alex Collier's discussion a few weeks ago that I put in in one of the previous newsletters, that the Andromedans are telling us that this whole health crisis is an AI program that manifests physically. So what I received with David Todd 2 years ago was that AI was antimatter. And it came from like a kind of an antimatter universe that then goes into known universes and eats it into nothingness, into antimatter. So then how do you deal on a consciousness level with an antimatter program that's coming your way? You render it neutral by turning it into matter. You turn it into its opposite. And then that dismantles it into its sort of, it puts it in the rules of this universe, which is the material universe, and then it doesn't have any power to operate, because as an antimatter, it's almost like a vacuum, okay? So that's as close as I'm getting right now to how this operates. It's almost like a vacuum. So what you want to do is fill in that vacuum like you're filling in a hole with dirt or something. You're turning it into matter, and then you are rendering it neutral. Now, so you can use this with your thought forms. And one of the ways to do it is also to use love. When it's coming, there are several opposites to fear. One is love, and one is humor. Don't forget that, because this whole entire thing is absolutely hilarious. And so humor helps you relax. It neutralizes energies as well. And so you use love to turn antimatter into matter. So this is a strong recommendation for people to begin to experiment. When you start feeling the fear program come into you, you address it with love, and you turn on your neutralization power, and you just see the AI within the fear just turning into matter. Poof, 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 poof. And it just kind of just becomes inert within your system. Okay? So you can do this in a number of ways. Number one, you can do it when you start feeling the fear programming coming at you from anyone, person, media, whatever it is, just poof, 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 such that your reality is no longer available to the AI. Okay, number one. Number two, you can reach out to others who have been afflicted, and you can show them the picture of how they can do this, because you don't want to reach out into their space and manipulate their space, because karmically they may need to be going through this, whether they're ill, whether they're in fear, whatever it is. But on the astral plane, to their higher self, you can show them the process and they might click in with it. Also, if by any chance this AI has gotten into you and you do find yourself manifesting symptoms, you can work with your conscious mind to do this. People have been doing this all sorts of ways with bona fide pathogens, which ultimately in the end, what is a bona fide pathogen? It's really a thought form that's taken root in your body. You know what I mean? So it's like you can start working with this as you're sick, lying there, can't breathe, taste, or smell. You can just be lying there saying, I am using my mind to turn this into matter. And the code word here is, therefore, it doesn't matter because it matters. So that's the figure eight solipsistic syllogism, whatever it is you want to call it, that you can use. It doesn't matter because it matters. It matters because it doesn't matter. That's the opposite. It matters. So you're materializing it. It matters because it doesn't matter, right? So you're working with that figure eight, that duality, and you're busting duality through the paradox of that, okay? So this is the level of shamanic initiation that spirit workers are working with now, okay? So you've been given the tools. You can create your own little meditation with this as you, you know, have whatever's manifesting into your system and just play with it. The sense of play is also important. Release the sense of combat. This is not about combating, eradicating. No, it's neutralizing. It's materializing. It's mattering. Okay. Through also the love. So let's look a little bit more carefully about how the love operates. It's not like basically what you're doing is you're just radiating love. And these bullets of fear encircling an AI program, they can be just sort of neutralized based on the love. That's like the little missing element in the Neo thing. Like he was kind of going into the whole masculine warfare thing. I'm getting rid of the bullets now. But really what does it is the love. So you can be thinking about neutral dismantling, mattering the AI, and then just sending out love from your being. Okay, that's kind of a way in which you can be working with this at the deepest, deepest level. So spirit workers are now being put on call to explore this. What have you got to lose? Nothing else seems to be working. I mean, we can try for all of these different pharmaceutical and non-pharmaceutical remedies and whatnot, but what it comes down to is, how is your mind interfacing with this? This is the initiation into the fifth dimension. And basically what this whole situation is the invasion of the body snatchers meets the matrix. Okay? people are being taken down one by one when they go to sleep, or they are not awake to what is actually happening, and therefore they are not able to intervene in time, or they don't know how to reverse what's going on with them. So we're all being called to become ultra aware now, and also work with the levels of the fairies, because they are already in fifth dimensional consciousness, awareness. They have been trying to teach us the interface between imagination and reality, matter and illusion. They are in the positive realm of it. They are in the happy realm of it, and the AI is in the negative realm of it, and, you know, other things. So they are also our teachers in working with mind imagination to effect healings and changes that will either reverse things that have taken into the third dimension and our bodies, or prevent them from even coming in to begin with. So radiating love, but also radiating light like the sun, because the sun has these codes. The sunlight has these codes that are also render AI neutral.
Okay, that makes sense. And you know, the thing is,
yeah, and I'm getting that in a way these dark forces are trying to take down the sun. You know, that's one reason why they're trying to affect the sun. And there's been all this talk about, is a solar flare coming? Isn't a solar flare coming? So the idea of the solar flare is we have to be the solar flare. We have to emanate out that energy to neutralize this AI. We are not waiting for external savior figures. It's not going to be coming from Sol Invictus, our sun, you know, the logos of the sun, which is, we're at the wintertime solstice now, okay, where we're looking at the sun, the rebirth of the sun. Nor is it going to come from an external savior figure who's incarnated, you know, through divine birth this time. We all have to incarnate through divine birth, all right? We all have to become that Sol Invictus that radiates the solar coding energy into our field and into our world, be that solar flare to neutralize the AI. In the neutrinos from the sun, the energies and rays from the sun help us to remember how to radiate out, which is why there have been these controller efforts to put more cloud cover over everything. Many places in the world now are having like extreme levels of cloud cover so that people are not accessing the memory. And that, first of all, the healing rays that are naturally coming from the sun that are a natural AI kind of neutralizer. And then it doesn't allow us to remember that we can be the Sol Invictus, the solar Christed Sophianic being within ourselves, and radiate out and neutralize anything in our environment. So no amount of vitamin D is going to solve that. You could take pill after pill, but you're not going to have the solar flash with that. Yeah, so the forces, the controller forces are pummeling us with all they've got right now, especially on into solstice and beyond into the winter, in the global north, the winter. And we just have to keep holding hands and pulling each other out of the ditch when one succumbs to fear or whatever, because a loved one has been infected with the AI virus, or you have been, or whatever. This is an AI operation, and this is a further amplification of what this all means and what we can do about it, and how spirit workers are now needing to be aware and on call for this, and pretty much doing these processes every day as a part of your meditation, radiating out the love, radiating out the sun from your body.
Yeah.
And I had gotten that years ago, that it was really important. Back in 2012, I received the codes that, in a medicine ceremony, that there would come a time when everyone was afraid. I've talked about this before. And I would say, raise my hand, and I'd say, okay, there would be a gathering in a room, and everyone would be terrified. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to be over here radiating the love. Does anybody want to join me? And they said that was going to be a remedy. So now I'm understanding how that is fully connecting with this present time, because it's the AI dismantling.
Yeah.
Sun, light with love. That's Jesus's heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the solar Christ, Sophia.
Yep.
That's what we're doing here. This is our initiation into the new earth and into higher dimensional levels of our selfhood.
Mm-hmm.